The Spirit of the Lord came upon me yesterday very strongly. He's culminating a lot of things right now. There's been a tremendous training and equipping, and we're culminating into a birth right now. If I could tell you the things going on in the Spirit, it's just amazing. I'm more excited today than I've ever been in all of my life. It's amazing. You can wake up and just be blanked, but when you go in where the Father is, everything comes alive. Never, 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 never trust your feelings when you wake up, what you're feeling. Don't trust any of that, because everything can shift so powerfully. You never know what the Father has in store for you behind the veil. You never know till you get there. The thieves know it. That's why they stand at the door to keep you from going in, because they want to steal your access, because they know when the Lord starts marching you into the Father, He's going to change everything. They already know that. So their job is to try to keep you away from the door. Their job is to keep you away from ever entering in ever experiencing, encountering, and exploring what's beyond the veil. Amen. But what's beyond the veil is our inheritance. Amen. And one of the great, great things the Lord is teaching right now is the what I would call effective answered prayer. Say answered prayer. And I'm not talking about praying for a pair of shoelaces. I'm not praying for some favor and you got some favor. I'm talking about praying for major, major things and God answering specifically on your behalf, shifting the dynamics of your life, shifting the dynamics of your future, the dynamics of your family, your generations, shifting. This generation will shift more than any generation ever previous to it. This generation will access more than any generation ever accessed. I'm talking about walking in the same dimension, in the same place that the Lord Jesus Himself walked with the Father. One of the great things He said, I don't know if you remember that, when He was in the garden, He come out of the Garden of Eden, and those soldiers were there, and Peter took his sword and cut off the ear of that soldier, and he slapped the ear back on. And he said something. He says, "Do you not know that I could presently pray to my Father, and He would give me in your presence 12 legions of angels, 72,000 angels to stop anything you're doing? Do you know that within 30 minutes before that, He was struggling? He was struggling with the cross. He was struggling with the care of it. I mean, the burden, all of that was weighing on Him. And he was looking to His disciples and says, 'Can you not pray with me?' He felt alone, but He kept going on a little further. And three times He came out. But when He came out in the confidence and the presence of His Father, and He come out of that place, He came out in the power of God, and those soldiers met Him, they all fell backwards. That's being slain in the Spirit, by the way. The ones that wanted to take Him as hostage, they fell out under the power. He said, 'Now you can get up and take me now.' But He said, 'I could.'" And listen to this. Do you know the Father would have answered His prayer if He would have called upon an angelic army? The Father would have answered His prayer, and He would have cut the cross off. That's how much the Father honors prayer. Jesus Himself would not call upon them, because He knew if He called upon His deliverance, He would not go to the cross. And if He would not go to the cross, you and I wouldn't be sitting here today. But because He didn't call upon them as a substitution, He gave us the inherited right to ask the Father for angelic armies. This is the kind of prayer God's going to bring us into. To summon by the Father angelic armies on our behalf. What would happen to you if 72,000 angels showed up in your life? Boom! Now this is the kind of prayers and this is the kind of mysteries we're entering into. What will actually, it's all good to say and shout all that. It's all good to say all that. But to actually access that kind of operation, we are hot and heavy on it. I tell you, I'm like a racehorse. I got the blinders on the right and left. I can't see the right or left. I can't see anything but this birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Locked in. Say locked in. How many of you are locked in? Especially in this last month as He's culminating. I don't know if you've been watching what He's doing, but He's culminating years and years of teachings. He's putting them all in a culmination so you could just see it. Now you might not walk in all of this right now, but you will. Because these words will set a compass on the inside of you that'll be very hard to get away from. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to dive right back in to John 14, 15, 16, 17. I am so amazed in four chapters, God set the entire mystery, the kingdom of God, in those four chapters. And John caught it. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful John laid his head in the breastplate of the Lord? And when he laid it, he caught the heartbeat of God. No other writer caught these words. He finished all the mysteries that the other one started. He completed them. The book of John is a whole completed mystery of God, especially those chapters. And in them, we've been sitting on them forever, and we've been exploring them heavy in this last series. But now it's culminating. Amen. Now listen, what I am going to share with you today, I understand that every one of you have been taught over here a little bit and taught over here a little bit and taught over there a little bit. These are not my words. Everything I'm going to share, these are his words. This is his plan, not my plan. I have already humbled myself to say, listen, I've been carrying that constitution for 28 years. I don't intend on carrying it another 28 years inside. I want it out. So I've humbled myself to say, Lord, I've done it my way. Now I'm ready to do it Yahweh. Amen. And I had to humble myself to follow him. Because there's a lot of things that your preconceived mind and your reasonings can say this works and this works. But in reality, if you've been at it long enough, you know what works and you know what doesn't work. We're not talking about little 30-fold shallow operation here. We're talking about accessing heaven. We're talking about accessing the unlimited supply of heaven. Amen. And this is what we're after. I want to get unlocked from the world and its systems. I want to get unlocked from the church and its systems. I want to get 100% unlocked. Jesus come on the scene. He was not bound to anything, anyone. He was above it all. He was unlocked and he was loaded. Glory to God. We need to get unlocked and we need to get loaded. And to do that, we're going to have to follow the Lord through his word. Following him. We've been on a journey. You don't realize it, but we're moving in realms of the spirit right now by his word that are going to unlock us. Listen, the church in this hour must get unlocked. If the present church was going to do the job, it already done the job. It has to get unlocked. It's got to go up and it's got to get loaded. Amen. John 14. Now the Lord, he's talking about the oneness. He said, the works that I do, it's not I that do it. My Father does these works. He goes, and canst not believe. Every time he asked you to believe in John, it's amazing what he was asking you to believe. He wanted you to believe. He says, do you not believe that I dwell in my Father and my Father dwells in me? This is what I want you to believe. Because this is what I want for you. I'm going to come. I'm going to save you. I'm going to introduce you to the doorway. And I'm going to introduce you and reconcile you to the Father so you can have what I have. This is the generation that's going to walk in what he walked in. Amen. So if we're going to pick that up right there in verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these, because I go unto my Father, and because I go unto my Father, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and because I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come and get you, and because I'm going to come and get you, I'm going to receive you where I am in the Father, and then I'm going to reconcile you to the Father, then my Father's going to love you the way he loves me, then my Father's going to send you the way he sent me, and my Father's going to go with you the way he went with me. That's all he was saying in that verse, that's all. That's it. Notice what he said, the works that I do, you will do also. He wasn't talking about the little twinkling works. He's talking about the works of astonishment. He's talking about the establishment of the gospel of astonishment. When he would walk into a city, everybody was astonished. These works will restore to the body of Christ. They will not be hid up in the church. They will break out the walls of the church. And God is going to bring the kind of works from heaven again that are going to astonish. Say astonish. Even that little Islamic center over there, they're going to get astonished with the power of God. You're not going to win people that are already ready to die for their faith. You're going to win them by the gospel of astonishment. Amen. So he promises the works. There's two great promises concerning his mantle in John 14, 15, 16, 17. One of the promises is you're going to operate just like I did, because my Father and I are going to come and dwell with you, and we're going to establish the kingdom in you. He goes, and, say, and. He says, you're going to do my works, and. Say, and. Say, and. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Jesus put no stipulations on these promises. None whatsoever. Whatsoever. Whatsoever you shall ask in, say, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may glorify it in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. Now here's what you're going to need the Holy Ghost a little bit, because you're going to have to understand what's in his name. Amen. Before we get to what's in his name, just the position. Position is more important than anything. The position of prayer. This position actually differentiates Old Testament type praying between New Testament type praying. Listen, you can pray anywhere you want, anyhow you want, and there are answers, but the kind of answers we're looking for are the ones that have not come down yet. Amen? We need heaven to come down to earth. We don't need a little raindrop. We need a full-blown river. And to get a full-blown river, we're going to have to do it God's way. Do it the way he said to do it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Daniel, and all of his faith and all the glory that Daniel received, God has built our inheritance and our covenant on a much better promise and a much better place. You remember when Daniel prayed? And the prince of Persia withstood him for 21 days. And Michael fought against that prince of Persia. And then finally Gabriel brought down the answer. You remember that? 21 days to get God from heaven to earth. God changed all that. Amen. That's why position's so important. Because New Testament full-age sons and daughters of God get answers to their prayer by direct transfer from the Father in the presence of the Father. And you carry it down because you've been given access above the second heaven. You get to receive from above. You get to receive directly from the Father. And the Father will grant you the request, and it'll be brought down with no second heaven interference. And this is what the sons of God, the manifested sons of God, are going to operate in these last days. This is what he's training us for. Did you understand what I just said? That's why position's so important. Notice what he says here. John 15 verse 7. If, there's some ifs involved. Say if. If you abide in me where I am in the Father, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. He did that for a reason. He had to get you to where he was for a reason. The reason why he's asking us to pray where he is instead of where we are is to avoid the very thing that causes disruption to answered prayer. Why? Because the enemy has a legal lease on this earth through what we call second heaven interference. There are principalities, there are powers. I don't care if you believe it or not, they're there. And they have power to intercept things in the earth. And they withstood Daniel for 21 days. And that was a powerful man of God they withstood. They cannot withstand even the least of those that are in the kingdom. Give the Lord glory. The reason why they can't withstand you is because your prayers don't have to pass through that system anymore. Because God called us up above it, seated together with him. That's why he said, when you pray, come into where I am. Abide in me where I am. Let my words abide in. Then you ask. Say, then you ask. All right. He says it again. John 16, verse 19. Do you inquire among yourselves that I said, now he said this in chapter 14. I want you to pay very close attention to this. This is huge. It says, do you inquire among yourselves? I said a little while and you would not see me. And again, a little while you would see me. He goes, do you wonder what I'm talking about? Now, if you'll drop down there a couple of verses, you'll see in John 14, he actually says that. Now he's going to repeat this. Now look at John 14, what he says in verse 19. Says, yet a little while, say a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. I'm going to my Father, but you're going to see me where I am in the Father, because I'm going to give you eyes to see me. He wasn't talking about these eyes. The church has got to get out of the carnal senses and into the spiritual senses. They're going to say, I am a spirit being, heir of God, citizen of the kingdom, son of the Father, joint heir with Christ. I've been given rights of access. I've been given rights to see where others cannot see. He says, you will see me where I am. I'll give you the eyes of faith. I'll enlighten your eyes by my words. I'll bring you to where I am. So he says that. He goes, do you inquire what I meant? Because they don't have a clue what he's talking about. Everyone say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, notice what he says in John 16, verse 23. In that day, say in that day, in that day. Now put your finger there on John 16, 23 and look at John 14, verse 20. He's repeating exactly what he said. Okay, so look at John 14, 20 says, at that day, say at that day. And what's he referring to? Position. Look at the position. Look. At that day, John 14, 20, you shall know. Say, you shall know. You shall know that I dwell in my Father where he is. You dwell in me and I dwell in you. At that day, you're going to know in a little while, you'll not see me, but in a little while you will see me. And when you do see me, you'll know that I dwell with my Father and you dwell with me. I will reconcile you to the Father. Say reconcile. At that day, now he's speaking of position. He brings that back onto alignment in chapter 16. Watch what he says. Whoa. We are about to shift an entire system. These verses have the power to shift a church age system. Shift you out of the world. Shift you out of the church age system. Ready? At that day. Look at John 16, 23, referring to position. At that day that you know that I dwell in my Father, you dwell in me. At that day, you shall ask me nothing. Once I bring you to the Father, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you ask, say, ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. See the position? See the position? See, why is he so honed in on the position? Why is it so important to pray in the Father where he is? It's the whole difference between answer prayer and not answer prayer. The very reason he did this is to avoid any and all second heaven interference. He would have bring you directly into the presence of the Father and you would receive directly from the Father. Say direct. No interference. You would receive the answer to your prayer from the Father and you would carry that answer down into the earth. And there's nothing the devil could do about it. Listen, the devil has stolen a lot from me. He's stolen a lot from you. He's stolen a lot because he rules this system down here. But he doesn't rule you. And he has no power whatsoever what you bring down. When you bring it down, he trembles. Because what you bring down from the Father is not earthly. What you bring down from the Father is a finished work. It's an oil that's already been finished. It's an inheritance it has. Supersedes all of his system. And his system must bow. He may have locked you down 50 years in that system, but it has to bow immediately to what you bring down. That's why he called you up. That's the only reason. Our covenant is far superior. to the old, because we can pray directly to the Father in the presence of the Father, being one with the Father. And there's no enemy that can approach. There's no thief that can steal it. It doesn't matter. Get over yourself, what happened to you in the earth. Get over what the enemy's done to you here. Because you have an inexhaustible inheritance laid up in heaven. And we will find it. I promise you we will. I don't intend to build without it. I don't care to build. I don't care to do anything but access and find. And then we build. Amen. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Do you see why he wants you to pray in the present? That's why all of your labors to get there are all going to bring forth fruit, and a lot of it. He says it again. Verse 25, these things I've spoken in Proverbs, but the time cometh. Say, the time cometh. Do you know, he goes, the time cometh, I'm not going to speak to you in parables anymore. My ministry is shifting. He's saying, I'm going to take on a new role as your high priest, as your intercessor, and as your mediator before the Father. Right now, I'm with you, but my role is shifting. I'm not going to be speaking to you like this anymore. I'm going to leave that administration to my Holy Spirit. He's going to come down and show you and reveal to you what I'm telling you, because you have no idea what I'm saying right now. But our Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to teach you all these things. He's going to help you. He's going to bring you to where I am, because I am now shifting my ministry. My Father is shifting my ministry. I'm now going to become your mediator between you and the Father. I'm going to become your intercessor day and night, ever living to make intercession for you. And I am going to become your mediator, your intercessor, and your high priest to represent you before the Father to get you there. Say, in that day. Say, in that day, the time cometh. We're in that time now. Say, I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in it. Say, the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in parables. I'm going to plainly reveal the Father as the ministry of the high priest, as your intercessor, as your mediator. I'm going to reveal the Father to you now. That's my new mission. To the world, I'm going to save them. But to the church, my mission is to bring you to the Father. My mission is to bring you. Boy, I wish I was preached this when I first was born again. I wish somebody would have just pointed me directly to the Father instead of all the religious stuff I did. I wish somebody said, listen, 100% every day, Father, 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 do you get there? You've been re-fathered. You've been given access. Or somebody would have taught this to me 28 years ago. Oh, where would we be? There's a generation, they'll get born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and within 6 months, they'll be accessing the Father. In 6 months, they'll be refathered. 6 months after that, they'll be coming out with a full age anointing. That's all happened. 1 year turnaround in this last days. 1 year turnaround in a full age anointing. It took God 500 years to get back into the earth since Martin Luther. 1 year turnaround. That's how God's going to progress the thing in the last days. He said, that time cometh. I'm not going to speak in Proverbs, but I'm going to show you plainly the Father. I'm going to bring you into the presence of the Father. I'm going to reveal his love to you. At that day, then you shall ask in my name. Once my Father loves you the way you really need to be loved, he's going to clear out your channels. He's going to teach you how to receive. Love's going to clear you out and teach you the Father loves you, because he's got something he's going to give you. It's something in my name. It's something in my name that I want you to have and the Father wants you to have. And you're going to need his love to clear you out to receive what's in my name. Listen, praying in the name is a lot more than just say, Father, in the name. You need to know what's in the name. That's why you have page 3 and 4, a little foretaste of what's in the name. What's in the name is all things that he inherited when he became the appointed heir of the Father. All of page 3 and 4 and a whole lot more. I just threw enough in there today. Everything on page 3 and page 4 is in his name. Heavenly trust account. That's what he said. My Father has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places, and not just floating around on the clouds up there. I said that on Wednesday night. It's in his name. He said all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. The Father puts your inheritance in heavenly places so the enemy and the thief can never steal it again. He put it there and he gave us access. This is why the church must learn the access in this hour. We have to come up to get what this generation needs. Listen, what's presently flowing, we need a lot more than what's presently flowing. We're going to have to get away from God, come down, and we got to go up, go up, go up and get what this generation needs. What this generation needs is in the name of Jesus right now. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. I will set my king on the holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Acts 13 specifically says that was speaking of Christ. He came up into the right hand of the Father. He said, ask of me, son, the nations. I give it all to you. The uttermost parts of the earth, I give it all to you. He's already inherited the nations. It's all sitting in his name. I saw one come up before the Ancient of Days. Daniel saw him come up before the Ancient. Daniel operated in the old, but he saw the new. He saw him come up before the Ancient of Days. He saw the Lamb himself come up before the Father. When he ascended in, the Father gave him a dominion and a glory and a kingdom. All that the Father has, he says, is mine. All of it. Riches in glory. Riches of his grace. Every supply we'll ever need. The Lord told me the day, he goes, son, your problem is not received from me, is you're chained to the world. You're chained to the systems. Father, unlock me. Unchain me. You're going to get uncomfortable when God unchains you because he don't let you trust anything anymore. He's changing the whole way I pray. I'm like, I don't know how to pray. He said, I'm going to teach you. And the first thing he's going to say is, have faith in God. Have faith in God and God only. Well, I believe. Yeah, well, when he starts directing you to have faith in him and he starts eliminating all of your dependency, you'll find out. You'll find out. When Jesus came on the scene, he was not dependent on anyone or anybody, but he had everybody's answer. Because heaven was with him. Heaven was on him. He came out of heaven carrying the blessing of heaven. God said, listen, if you're chained to the world, how am I going to release riches and glory? He's unchaining me right now. I'm like, Lord, this is a little bit uncomfortable. Because you don't know what you're chained to until the Holy Ghost shows it to you. You don't know where your dependency are. You don't know what your familiarity has chained you to. Can't wait for my next paycheck. Every Friday, every other Friday, it's coming around. Hey, God loves you. Thank God for your income. But it is not your source. That is not the kingdom. The kingdom is not originating with what you're doing here. It cometh not with observation or ocular evidence. It's not going to originate here. You got to get over the praying. We said this the other day. God just doesn't slam dunk it down. He moves it through. It's going to involve everything part of you. Listen, when you're under a gift realm operation and you got a gift working, God will just bypass you and all your stuff and all your yuck. He'll bypass it. Say bypass. You've seen him do it. He'll let you minister your flesh. I mean, just messed up and all of a sudden the anointing hits you and you come out. I'm in the glory. Then you come out of the glory and you back in yourself. That's called gift realm operation. That is not what we're talking about. That is not going to get you consistent answered prayer. It's not going to bring kingdom come. That is God's answer to a church, to a carnal church until it grows up. Thank God he did that. Who else would he use? I mean, if God was waiting for us to be full age, we would be in big trouble. Aren't you glad God uses us in our carnality? Chuck, he's going, amen, hallelujah. Man, I look back at 18 years, I'm like, what were you doing putting me in the ministry? He said one word, grace. I said, well, I had some mercy there too, hallelujah. Man, when you look back in your days and look back, like, oh my God. Now it's come time to full age. You can write this down. The kingdom belongs to the full age. The fullness of the kingdom belongs to the full age. And this, listen, God's going to bring us from little children to full age overnight in the last days. There's something called the Father's love that can start a perfecting process that 40 years of trial can't do. In 6 months, he can put in you what 40 years of trial puts in you. At that day, it will say, I'm in that day. When you pray, enter into your closet, shut the door to the world, flesh and death. Come into the presence of the Father, because that's what I'm going to do for you. And when you pray, pray like this when you're in the presence. My Father, which art here in this heavenly room, hallowed be thy name. Because the first thing I want to do is restore oneness and union with the Father. I want you not just pray to the Father. You're going to pray in the presence of the Father. And you're going to know his love. That's why he says, my Father's going to love you. I'm not going to speak you in parables. I'm going to show you the Father. He's going to love you. And then you're going to pray to him. Because love's going to transform you. I don't pray to the Father until I am thoroughly loved. One of the hard parts I'm having right now is when he loves me, I'm so wiped out. I'm like, I don't know. How do I go to the next level? But I'm learning now to lean upon grace and lean upon dunamis the whole way through. You don't have to do all this yourself. As soon as I come through the door, grace, grace, and more grace. Dunamis, dunamis, and more dunamis. Get me dunamis to get me there. Every level I'm asking for grace and dunamis. I'm leaning more upon the Lord to do this and not so much myself. Amen? Amen. Now say, pray in the name. Pray in the name. Whatsoever you ask in my name. If you ask anything in my name, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, at that day you'll ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive. At that day you'll ask, say you'll ask in my name. That's what it means, the name. This is what's in his name. Get a revelation of what's in his name. Listen, all of this debate about the healthcare system, if we just learn what's in the name, he already provided healthcare. Once we start receiving from his name, we're talking about generational inheritance. We're talking about health and wellness, salvation to our house, city, nation. You're talking about there's no limitation. None, say none. If it's in his name, it's yours. Now, of course, we got to be guided through that. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. He guides us. He'll show you, but we have to learn to pray from what's in his name. This is where I'm at right now. A lot of things. I mean, all my life, God's had me preach in faith. I'm like, God, I'd like to walk in this and then preach. He said, you preach it in faith because you can see it. I'll be honest with you. I entered a lot of these places in God because I preached it in faith, because I saw it before I entered into it. That's what the word does for you. God will enlighten the arena. Before you're there, you'll see it. Before you're actually arrived, you see it. The word sets the compass. It becomes a light to your feet and a lamp to your path. It becomes the light for you. You see it and then you move towards that light. That's the glorious word. It lights the kingdom up. Amen. The revelation of his word lights the kingdom. This is where we are. This is where we all should be moving into. Amen. If you're moving in the love of the Father, now we can start at now. Every one of these levels are done by faith, faith, and more faith. Say faith, faith, and more faith. Now listen, the most interesting part about this part right here is believing you receiving is you're going to shift. All your faith to this point was moving you in. You're moving in position, getting in position, praying. Now you got to shift. Say shift. Now you got to receive. Now the love of the Father is going to help you with this, because once he loves you, you're going to be able to fully receive what you couldn't receive before. Love will remove all those blockages. Amen. That's why he wants to get you in the presence of love. Now, this is very powerful. Look at Mark 11, verse 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith what? Faith what? Man, if you get a revelation of that. What I encourage you to do this week, ask the Holy Spirit, where is my faith? Where is it located right now? Some of you don't have a problem with faith itself. You have a problem with misappropriated faith. It's in the wrong place. It's attached to the wrong thing. It's attached to the wrong system. It's not direct with the Father. It's attached to the system of the world. And you're asking the Father, come breathe, come breathe, come breathe. But God needs to breathe in you before he breathes upon your circumstance. If you'll ask the Holy Spirit to show it to you. Oh my. Listen, one of the big problems about walking in the kingdom, we can't see properly. We don't know what we're attached to until he shows it to you. He's detaching me right now from the church system. That sounds hallelujah, glory to God, till you actually go through it. I'm like, I had no idea how integrated I am with this system. He said, you can't bring something new if you're all integrating and chained to the old. You got to unchain, say, unchain my heart and set me free. And that's what love does for you, to unchain you. And then he refocuses you in the Father. Listen, might not be fully here. This might not be for you today, but there's going to be a day you're going to need this. As you move up, you'll understand it. It sure helps when you understand it. So he says, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things, here it begins, what things soever you desire. Notice the Lord didn't put any stipulation on your faith. He put no boundary and no barrier whatsoever. No ceiling whatsoever. Say whatsoever. Nothing. Unlimited. 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 Whatsoever you desire when you pray to the Father. Now, this is important to get this part because a lot of people miss this part. Believe, say believe, that you receive and you shall what? Have. Now, I want you to see this visually. What's the best visual I can do? Where are you praying from? In the presence of the Father. What are you receiving from him? What if you're praying for something? What if I'm praying for a $50 million media channel? So the Lord told me, because I'm going to give you your own channel. We need a channel. Say our own channel. What if I'm praying for that? How do I know it's 50? It's actually 40. I know because he gave me three dreams concerning it. It's $40 million. Joel Osteen walked up to me with two Bibles in the dream. And he handed me two Bibles. I understand now. One of them was he said, one of these is your spiritual father's and one of these is your Bible. He goes, both of these Bibles have to go on the air. And it's going to cost $40 million for your first level. He says, but don't worry about it. God has it all under control. And I come out of that. And I'm like, glory to God. Let's give me my media station. That was 7 years ago. And 70,000 trials. Listen, when God speaks something like that, it probably won't happen the next day. Believe me, when God's giving you a mountaintop experience, you're going to walk down to the valley and carry it through some fire. It's going to get tried. I like what Todd White said. He goes, if you're on fire, when you go through the fire, you'll make it. When you're on fire before you go through the fire, you'll make it. If you're not on fire, you might get burned. The Father set me ablaze. I know what that meant, because my spiritual father had a foundation. The second Bible is the right hand of God. This message is going to go 24 hours a day on our own channel. Hallelujah forever. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. The problem was, is he not going to let me do it the way they do it. I'm going to have to get this from him. I mean direct, and he's going to pay for it. Amen. I'm like, how are we going to do this, God? He's going to do this because I'm going to teach you how to pray. Amen. Glory. He said, glory. He said, now believe you receive. Now God doesn't have $40 million media channels in heaven. He transacts, write this down, the Father transacts 100% in the spiritual realm. He only transacts in the spiritual realm, and he only transacts in and through and by the name of Jesus and what's in that name. He doesn't transact any other way. The Lord does, the Holy Spirit does, but the Father does not. He will only transact in and through and by the name of Jesus. You can't come to him outside of Jesus, and you're not going to receive from him outside of Jesus. You're going to receive from the name. God's going to take a transaction from the name of Jesus, that glorious inheritance, and he's going to release that into you. It's going to come in the form of dunamis creative provision, dunamis creative power, dunamis creative virtue. All of the right hand of God is dunamis. In fact, I believe that Matthew said he sits at the right hand, say right hand, of dunamis power. Jesus is sitting at the right hand. All of it's been given him. So when you're praying to the Father, you're believing, you're receiving, there's a specific allocation you're going to receive. So you believe, you receive from the Father. He's going to give you allocation of dunamis. Say dunamis. That's why when Jesus specifically said, watch what he said, John 15:16, whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Right? At that day, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. These are promises. I said, Father, you will give it to me. You said you would give it to me. You said I could ask and I would receive. Father, you said you'd give me this. He doesn't give me a $50 million media channel. He gives me the allocation that's going to produce that. He's going to give me something through direct transfer. Say direct transfer. I already have his word. I have the word of Mount Hebron. I know he'll do it. I receive the direct transfer. I know you haven't been taught this. I know this, but this is the way to believe that you receive. Say believe you receive. The Father's going to grant from the name of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Ask the Father my name and I will do it. He didn't say the Father would do it. He said you would receive it from the Father. He said, I will do it for you. You see the Godhead working together? Father gives it to you. Now watch this glorious thing. You go up, you're loved to the Father, you believe you receive, that day's going to come. Say, it's the day's going to come. I receive, I receive, I believe, I receive. And all of a sudden it's going to shift. God's going to impart it. And you're going to walk right down through the second heaven. You're going to come right back down onto the earth. Now you're carrying something that was in a treasury account in heaven. It was spiritual riches in heavenly places that you're carrying now in the earth. Now we're carrying something. Say, I'm carrying something. I got something. I got something. This is what the Lord came down with the Father. When he'd go up the mountain and pray, he'd come down, and God would send him in, and he says, and virtue would flow out of him, and he healed them all. Now notice this, he got that virtue from the Father. We get it from his name now, but it was in him. The first miracle he did, he showed how it works. Now fill the water pot with water. Bring your water pot up. Let me fill it with living water. Let me fill it with virtue. Let me fill it with inheritance. He said, now fill it to the brim. Now go out. Now watch this. Now draw it out. Now the glorious thing, all this is still spiritual. All this is around, but it's in you now. See it? It's in you. And when it draws out, this is where the Holy Ghost comes online. The Holy Ghost. So now the Holy Spirit takes that spiritual substance. This is his specialty. He takes the things of heaven. And he is the one that does the conversion process. He can't convert something that's not there. Jesus can't manifest it if it's not there. If you don't get it from the Father, Jesus can't do it. You see that? That's why your spirit is the direct agency of transference. And the Holy Spirit's going to do the converting. Say conversion. When that dunamis comes out, when that woman touched the hem of his garment, he turned around and said, who touched me? He said, Master, everyone's touching you. What are you talking about? He goes, no, somebody touched me and virtue flowed out of me. That's dunamis. That's the word dunamis. He goes, somebody got some of my dunamis. Everyone says, somebody got some of my, are you full enough with dunamis that you know when it flows out? Somebody got my dunamis. Turn around and meet. 12 years issue blood immediately made whole. Immediately. Dunamis, he was carrying the dunamis. He wasn't looking for it to come down. It was in him. Say in him. It's got to be in us. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the dunamis that's working in. How's it going to get in us? Well, you're going to just drop it out of the sky. No, he's going to transfer it. We're going to be agency of transference. It's the same Father that's loving you is the same Father that's going to fill you with dunamis. I promise you, and I'm closing with this, I promise you this. This is what he showed me. He said, days are coming. You will come up into the Father, and he will fill you to the brim with his love, with his word, and with dunamis. He's going to fill you till you can take no more. He's going to compact it in you. This is what he's going to do. He's going to come and you're going to come. But this is the true revivalists, the manifested sons of God are going to come back into the earth. They're going to be like this. So weighty. And all of a sudden, God's going to bust that right out. The Holy Spirit's going to break those waters. And out of your belly, out of your innermost being, it's going to flow a river of living water. It's going to break out. And as soon as it breaks out, Holy Ghost will start his conversion process. I saw that river Tuesday. I stood in it. I always saw it as a clear river, like a white river. And this river had 100 different, I promise you, it had 100 different colors. And I was standing in the purple part of it. And it felt like I was standing in the middle of multiple rainbows. It was in a river. It was the most glorious thing ever. I was standing in the kingly part of that river. And I saw, and the Lord said, he goes, all my river is full of light. And light has every color known to man and unknown. And that river is full of light, and it's carrying the inheritance of the nations. That river is coming out of the Father. It's coming out of the name of Jesus. He's going to take that river and direct it through his people in the last days. Now, listen. This is why he's changing everything. It's no more, Father, come and drop the revival on us. Drop the revivals. I repent. Drop the revival on me. Drop the revival on me. He's going to change all that. He's got to bring us up to access the river of inheritance. The river of the glorious inheritance of Christ. He's going to open that river. That's what I want. I want to open that river. Say river. That river coming to the earth. And all of that color, when he starts releasing it, it'll start multiple manifestations everywhere, manifesting the kingdom in every single area. All you got to do is just stand in it, and everything will start getting blessed around you. Everything will start changing around you. We are carriers of that river in the last days. That was John. Out of your innermost being would flow rivers. He told you where it was coming from in John 4. John 7, it's a river. John 4, it's a fountain. He says, the water I'm going to give you is within you, a well of water springing up. What the Lord had to do, and it's taken him a long time, is readjust my faith, because the enemy is highly, highly skilled at chaining your faith into the world system. If he can't stop you, he'll try to chain your faith out here instead of getting you positioned in the Father. This river is going to come by having faith in God alone, no other way. I can't even begin to tell you what that means to understand how to get unchained. If you don't get unchained, I don't care how much faith you have, it's misappropriated faith. There was a time for that, but this is the time of full age. Everyone say amen. Everyone say glory. Everyone say, Father, unchain my heart. Let's all stand. Unchain my heart. Unchain my heart. Out of my innermost being floweth the river. You're going to access the river.
I'm a real stickler for all the right words and all that stuff. And I looked at him, and he's teaching about in that day and at that day. So I went and looked up the Greek. Greek 17:22. It's a primary preposition fixed in place or time. I looked up the vines, vines, another reference, the most common preposition, on the right hand.
Isn't that glorious? He sitteth, say, he sitteth at the right hand of dunamis power. The final operations, revelation, the love of the Father, dunamis creative power, all coming down. That's what we're plowing into right now. That's what we're plowing into. That's what's opening court to God. Rivers of inheritance. What does it say? Virtue flowed out. Say, out of him. And they were all healed. We are carriers of the virtue coming out of the oneness with the Father, coming out of the inexhaustible riches and glory that are in Christ. We have rights of access. Now I'm going to pray for you today for grace. Grace and more grace. Father, grant us grace, grace and more grace. Grace, grace and more grace. Grace, grace and more grace. Now, when you move into the Father, you have to learn to receive. His love's going to teach you how to receive from him. That's why you need him to love you. And when you love you, when he loves you, then you can start receiving from the name. This is where we are, my friends. Beginning the reception from the glorious name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, you will give this to us. According to your word, Father, we believe that we receive, and you will give to us. It is your good pleasure. It is your good pleasure. Said good pleasure. To give us the kingdom. You spared not your only son, and by way of him you freely give us all things. Stop thinking you're going to work for what's coming. We are coming to a land of inheritance that we did not labor for. Cities and homes we did not build. Media stations we did not build. Filled with all good things we didn't fill. We are inheritors. I'm telling you, there is no limitation. The Lord told me, he said, I'm going to unlock my people from the earth. They have no idea the freedom that's coming. I'm going to unlock them from the systems of the world. I'm going to teach them to receive from me as their provider. The Father's our provider. Say, Father, you're my provider in Jesus' name. I want you to say this because the Lord's doing something right now. Unlock me, Father. Unchain me. Show me where my faith is chained. Show me where I've chained my faith down. You've granted me the keys of the kingdom. Show me what I have bound this kingdom to. Unchain our heart, Father. Unchain our heart.